welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. The email is asexualsanon@hotmail.com, and we've been getting some amazing emails, so please keep sending in your stories, advice, any things you're struggling with, any tips, tricks, anything you want, even if it's just to say hi. We love hearing from you. The DMs are always open. We've got the Instagram account, which is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. We've got my TikTok, which is AmyButler66, AmyButler66, and also my personal Instagram DMs are always open as well, AmyButler96. A quick little intro today. Let's get on with the episode. Hello and welcome to another gorgeous episode of Asexuals Anonymous with me, Amy, and my beautiful anonymous friend. Hello, anonymous friend.
Beautiful, stop it.
You do. You look beautiful sat in your lovely boudoir, laying down.
Horizontal, mate. Like, I'm so comfy right now. I've got my duvet on. I've got about 10 pillows.
You look
no
so
makeup.
Cozy.
I'm in my PJs. Just
vegging out.
Well, we have decided that we're going to nap after this. But we're going to nap.
I was about to say, we spoke about me coming down to your over to yours today. Actually, I realised today this morning, and I was like, oh, too late.
Yeah, I can't lie, I actually forgot. I don't even know what day it is. Everything's merging into one.
I really feel ya. I keep for the past 2 weeks, I've been thinking days are days. They're not. If that makes sense.
Yeah. You go, what day is it? Like a Wednesday. The only reason I know is because Traitors is on tonight and it was on last night.
Oh, it was so good. Anyone else watching Traitors? Just send me a DM.
I've never watched it before.
Oh, have you not?
This is the first season that I have watched. One's done, I'm going to binge the other ones.
I see. I'm kind of jealous that you get to do that.
See, it's one of so my good. Other friends said that to me. She said, I'm so jealous of people who haven't seen it, so you get to watch it and not know.
Yeah. I've got loads of friends who are like that. This is the first one they're watching.
Well, people talk about it at work, and I'm like, I have nothing to say, and I like to have something to say always, so.
Do you know what was the worst is when, you're watching it, you know other people are watching it, but they've not seen the episode that you've just watched. So, for example, my PT this morning, I was like, oh my God, are you watching Traitors? And he was like, yeah, but don't tell me what happens, because I've got to catch up on the episode last night. And I was like,
No, I enjoyed so last night's episode. It was so funny.
It was so good. For those of you that don't know what Traitors are, first of all, why don't you know what Traitors are? It's so good.
But they have seasons of Traitors in different... Mm. I'm sure they do an Australian version or different,
I'm sure they do have an Australian UK. Version. I think, yeah. I do think it is worldwide.
Worldwide Traitors, baby.
I don't know about, programmes that aren't in English, though. Do you know what I mean? Know about, Spanish programmes or French or German or Polish or... Do you know what I mean? I only know that America and Australia and England, because they will speak English.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Would you be a traitor or a faithful?
Oh, see, I was talking about this today. We were saying it would probably be easier to be a traitor because then you know the deal.
Yeah, but do you think you'd be a good traitor?
I don't know. I don't know, because I'm quite an honest person. And I find it quite difficult to keep up a lie. Do you know what I mean? Unless it's a surprise.
That's fair.
Unless it's it's a surprise for someone.
I think I would be a great traitor.
I think you'd be a good traitor.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people at work said that. And then my friend said it to me last night. And I said, but why would I be a good traitor? I said, because I can't keep my mouth shut about anything. I'd tell six people.
But I think you're quite convincing.
Well, she said two things. She said, one, I'm very sociable, I'm very friendly with everyone, so people would, be my mate. I could get people inside. And she said, and also, if you did tell people, which you probably would, they would be like, no traitor is dumb enough to tell people that they're a traitor.
What, so they'd think you're lying?
Well, really think about it. If someone said to me, I think you're a traitor. And I went, yeah, I am. Then it'd be like, obviously she's not. She wouldn't have just...
Because she wouldn't do like, that.
...told us.
Oh, see, that's what I think I'd do. Someone would be like, go on, tell me. Like, they'll get me in a corner and be like, what, are you a traitor? And I'd be like, yeah, I am. Yeah.
I would also have no qualms throwing anyone under a bus.
Oh, yeah, I'm easy.
For my own personal gain.
Yeah, I think I could do that, to be fair. Because that's the whole point in the game. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it in real life, but because that's the whole point, I think I'd be able to do it.
Yeah. It doesn't come from, a malicious place. Like, you're not being deceitful to be malicious. You're being deceitful to play a game.
Yeah. Someone else was like, do you think... I sort of said, because I don't know if I'd be very good on those sort of programmes, because I don't like drama, necessarily. Like, and I don't like confliction.
Confrontation,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, confrontation and that. And then I was like, and people tell me that I'd be good on like Big Brother. And it used to be like Love Island. People would be like, you'd be great on Love Island. For the obvious reason, I don't think I would be great on Love Island.
I would be terrible. They'd be like, oh, can I pull you for a chat? And I'd be like, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Not right I'd now. Be like I'm not really feeling it. CBA.
Exactly. But Big Brother, I think, would be my best calling. But again, I'd worried that I'd be really boring because I don't like the drama. So I'd just be sat on the sofa just watching it all and like laughing.
Oh, no, it's all the drama, Nick. I love it.
I love it, but I don't like being involved.
Drama.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't care. I'm happy to be involved. I'm happy to cause it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I think you'd be a good traitor because... like you're quite trusting and you're good at convincing. Like if you were to say to me the sky is green, I'd be like, okay. Like if you were to you could convince me
I could do it, yeah,
that like a penguin is an elephant.
I would like to do the, they have like a live traitors experience in London that you can go to, but
do you need like 36 friends though before it or something?
I think it's like 14 people.
Who's got 14 people?
I could make that happen.
I feel like I could make that happen, but there would but be then a I feel like
it would be like
a
it would be so obvious. Like we'd go in there and they'd be like, right, well, she's a traitor, and I'd be like, oh. I feel like I'd be bored being a faithful, that I would just do traitor things.
Yeah, I get that.
And then they'd vote me out
because you'd be suspicious,
or I'd get bumped off because. People would be like, get her out. She's a pain in the ass.
Oh, God. No, it is fun. It's a good... It finishes soon as well, which is really sad.
Yeah. Well, guys, welcome to the Traitors podcast.
Sorry, we've just spoken about traitors for about 5 to 10 minutes. Moving on. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been all right. I had a little wedding on, I want to say Monday, but I don't know what day it is. Yeah, Monday, which was nice.
Yeah.
Little bridesmaid moment.
A moment for the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Cute.
I like a wedding. And I've never been a bridesmaid before.
How was the experience?
It what? No, do you know what?
Silence it was, speaks a thousand words.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Because I've had a lot of friends who've been bridesmaids and a lot of them were kind of... hate bashing it a bit.
Oh, I love being a bridesmaid.
But I didn't have a bad time being a bridesmaid.
No.
It was just like a really, really long day. And it was like very busy. Whereas just like when you just are a wedding guest, you just show up, eat, drink and be merry. Whereas I felt
very
like
true.
There was more things I had to like do.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I still ate and drank and was very merry.
Good.
Got some great pictures of me in the photo booth by myself.
But this is what I was going to say. Like, how do you feel about weddings?
Do you know what? Like, it was so nice. It was so nice to see my friend get married. And, like, I loved, like, all of it. It was great. Then the only bit that made me be like, ugh, was they did their little, like, first dance, which was super cute. And I was loving life, just standing around the dance floor being like, oh, this is so cute, so happy. And then obviously the DJ did the standard, like, join them on the dance floor. And I was like, right, I am going to the bar.
But because you don't have anyone to dance with.
Yeah, and it wasn't, but it wasn't even like I went with a couple of friends who didn't bring their partners.
Mm.
And obviously they didn't go and dance and stuff, but it was that bit of like, you have the option. I know obviously their partners weren't there, but it's like, you still have someone to dance with.
Yeah, it's like a reminder, whereas, isn't it?
I'm going to go and just get a gin.
Yeah.
I'll be dancing
sometimes
with my gin.
Gin's better than a partner, isn't it? Anyway.
I mean, yeah, there's less that needs to go into me drinking a gin, especially if it's prepared by a bartender. All I have to do is just drink it and enjoy the experience.
Pay for it in drinks.
Yeah, I did pay for it the next day, though, when I was violently hungover, because that's the other thing about weddings is I mixed my drinks like no tomorrow. Prosecco, champagne, gin, beer, tequila, vodka.
Oh, you
And also they brought round like limoncello shots as like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
And loads of people didn't really like them, so they just kept giving them to me because I'm a reprobate. Is that the right word, maybe? I'm feral. And so, yeah, I think I did about 8 shots of limoncello, which is... Limoncello's not super alcoholic.
No.
Like, it's just pure sugar, but still, it wasn't really necessary for me to do that.
I think you do you, honey. You know what I mean. I love a wedding, but it is a bit of a reminder sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit like, oh, by the way, you're not going to have this. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Never say never.
Well, me and you's going to get married, so.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll have it either way.
We'll have a really cool wedding.
It would be cool.
Where we can just high-five the bride.
No, we'd give a really good hug.
Oh, yes, you may now.
Let's be real.
Cuddle the bride.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
How are you? How's your week been?
It's been busy, very busy. I feel knackered, hence I need the nap in a minute.
Yep.
Filming has been a lot. We've been inside, we've been outside. It's bloody freezing, I tell you. And it's only going to get colder, which is great. On Monday, we did this... I don't even know if you can call it a scene, to be honest. But basically what we shot... was a little bit like torture, in the fact that we were basically in this studio which was just white walls, and also the walls sort of like curved at the bottom, so it was almost like a never-ending floor, or never-ending wall, however you want to look at it, and then there was like bright lights, and we just had to be in there for about 3 hours, like going a little bit crazy and
slowly going insane.
Yeah, it really felt like that. And we had to dance, and we had to bring a lot of attention on to like ourselves as individuals, if that makes sense. And I was not feeling it, and I was feeling very insecure. And I think it's because I'm during my period as well, so I was just feel a bit like in my own head. So that wasn't the best day for me, but I don't think they'll use a lot of the footage, so it's fine. and it wasn't
and
about
you probably,
me anyway,
probably so. Did a better job than you thought.
I hope so, but also, you're
very self-critical.
Yeah, but also, you know, when I do this all the time, you know, when you like come out of a situation and you think, I should have done that, I should have said this, I should have, do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I came home and I was like, I should have done this. I should have, because it was all very improv. It wasn't anything, nothing was really set. And I was like, oh, I should have done that, should have done that. And like, as the days go on now, and I was like driving home from the gym, and I was like, oh, like ideas were coming into my head, and I'm like, oh. But it's fine. It's what it is. It's done now. Done and dusted. Need to get over it. It'll be very interesting when that comes out, basically.
I can't wait. I feel like I'm going to have to wait ages, though.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah.
Summer.
And that's really vague, because it's like, what, next year, like, January? Or next year, like, summer? Next year, like...
I don't think we're going to be finished by January, you know. So no. It won't be Jan. But I think maybe, like... May, June, July.
Okay.
August. September. But I don't
know.
It's
a nice little B-day present for me.
It would be good. It would be good. Anyways, we have literally had a catch-up for 15 minutes. We need to move on.
Yeah, sorry, guys. This is what we normally do before, but we didn't today.
That's literally that's why we're doing it now. Hope you don't mind. Anyway, getting on to what the podcast is about, we have had some of the most gorgeous emails. I read two today, two of the most recent ones, and I don't know again if it's because I'm during my period, but I felt emotional. It hit me in the feels. So thank you so much for sending them in. Please keep sending them in. DM me. All that stuff. I say me, us. Also, we're really close to hitting 100 followers on Instagram, and also really close to hitting 100 subscribers on YouTube. So get subscribing.
That's
on the YouTube
exciting.
Channel. Isn't it? That's actually really exciting. And it doesn't sound like a lot. Like 100 is like,
no,
compared
but
to some people, but comparison is the thief of joy.
So. I wouldn't fit 100 people in my flat. There's too many people.
You probably could, like, shoulder to shoulder. Or could you?
Yeah, but
you?
Then thinking about that amount of people, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. It is. No, you're right. You're so right. It is a lot of people. We could fill a mini theatre with that and do a live podcast recording.
What, with me with a bag over my head?
I might need to stop recording, you know?
Go on,
I don't know if the head... Sorry. I don't know if the headphones have just run out of battery or what. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't. I don't know
and
how
I
to tell.
I can't hear myself.
I don't know how to hit. Okay, we'll carry on. Hopefully you can hear
YOLO.
Me. Because, you know, one last thing that's not an email, but last week's podcast, we kept going on about not editing the podcast. In the end, I don't know if you might have heard the sound was a bit weird last week, and that's because anonymous friend, her voice was echoed every time she spoke, so I had to go through and mute my sound every time she spoke, so I had to edit a lot last week
on a episode. I mean? Where we kept going, we're not editing this.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully you can still hear me. I heard something weird go pop off in my headphones, but hey, let's keep going. Right, email time. We have got... Hello. I really love your podcast and it has been really... Why can't I read? And it has really been such a comfort in discovering my asexuality. I'm a 22-year-old girl from Sweden and I have just met the sweetest guy. We just had our second date and it felt like the tension just disappeared and we were so comfortable with each other. But at the end of the evening, he wanted to be more intimate and I just kind of froze. I'm sure I'm asexual, but I'm so scared to tell him or to do something because he wants to. I like him very much, but we haven't seen each other for that long and I think I need more personal connection before I can imagine being close physically. I really struggle with physical contact in general and it's really hard to explain to someone. I don't know how to tell him without scaring him away or to not be ashamed of it. Classic. I feel like that's a classic issue, you know?
I think
any advice?
It's better to get it out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person is the right person for you, they'll understand that. And if they don't understand it, as much as it will suck to be like, oh, I really like them, then if they're not understanding your needs, then they're not the right person.
Completely that.
And I don't think you have to word it in a way of being like, I'm asexual, don't touch me.
Mm.
I think it was actually worded quite nicely in the email saying, oh, I need more of a connection before I'd like to explore that side of a relationship. Because that's not saying you're not open to certain things. That's just saying this is the baseline, this is where we need to start. And then it opens up that line of communication and then you can kind of go from there.
Yeah, I think even if... did they say... they're pretty sure they're asexual, but not 100%, or I'm sure I'm asexual, but I'm scared to tell him. So, yeah, I definitely think get it out earlier, sooner rather than later, because also it'll just like make things clearer with whether they're the right person for you, but also like where you stand with it all. So then once it's out, you don't have the anxiety of holding something in, and then you can start to be yourself and really explore whether there is that connection there. Whereas if you hold something in, then I've found in the past that like you've almost got this barrier up and you can't fully get to know someone because you're hiding their secret. And so it's like, why not explore this to the fullest and get it all out in the open so that you can really see if there is that connection anyway?
For
And
sure.
do you
And
know
I
what I
think
mean?
it shouldn't be something that you're embarrassed or ashamed of if it is the right person.
Yeah, completely.
Like we've said so many times that it should be. Hopefully in the future it gets to be a thing that's not a thing.
Yeah.
But you'll meet people in life, as in we've met and things like that, but you'll meet people in life in general, whether it's friendships or dating or whatever. And if they're right for you to be part of your life, then they're not bothered.
Yeah, I've recently had this problem, not problem, but in the same sort of boat, I guess. Like, there's this person that we started like becoming closer with each other, and then I sort of felt like this could go somewhere, and it was worrying me that he didn't know like the full me. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like a very new thing, but like as the conversations were going on, I felt like there was more of a vibe going on. So I kind of like snuck it into conversation. Well, I told a friend about it, and they were like, you slid that in very well. And I think I just sort of did it like they were saying, how they find dating is difficult, or like finding people, and then I can't remember how it went, but basically they said something which allowed me to say, oh, you should try being asexual. And then they were like, is that sort of like something you identify with? And I was like, yeah. So it's kind of then that conversation went on, and it was an interesting conversation, but like I think I led it with a bit of bounce. You know what I mean? I led it with like a bit of laid back mini joke. Do you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like a serious conversation. It wasn't a serious bring it up conversation. It wasn't like I've got something to tell you. I think because it was early enough that we were still learning about each other, that I could slip it in that way. Do you know? Excuse the pun.
I
Do
wasn't
you
going
know
to
what
address
I
the rude innuendo, but you did it
mean?
for us both. Do you think that that's impacted the situation in any way? Like positively or negatively?
I feel much better about it because, like I was saying, I feel like it's just freed up the way we get to know each other, and it's just like this is my the situation, and let's. If you're not into it, like we can still chat and be friends and stuff. Like the situation with us hasn't escalated so far that it's like we haven't even gone on a date yet. It's literally just like a friendship thing with flirting. Do you know what I mean? So we kind of allowed that. It's like it's allowed for that freedom of exploring what is gonna develop. Do you know what I mean?
No, I hear that. I think it
But
is good to get it in earlier, and in a way, if you kind of get it in like a bantery way, it shows that you're a bit more relaxed about it, so it's not too serious. And then if you are having more serious conversations, but
Yeah,
also
and
on
it's
the
like,
flip side, you can introduce it if you're if you are dating someone, you can say to them, like,
yeah.
have you been on the apps long? Or, like, what are you looking for? Blah, blah, blah. And kind of poach them a little bit for their reasoning and stuff. And then they'll obviously want to turn around and be like, what about you? And you can say, I do find it a bit difficult because you don't even have to say, I am asexual. You can be like, I'm not sure where I kind of sit on certain spectrums and certain parts of relationships and dating. I find it difficult to have like a physical connection with someone if I haven't like built up that put more personal closeness with them. And you can do it in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
That aren't like, by the way.
And I think if you don't think it, I mean, it is a big thing and it is like deep or whatever. I hate using the term it's not that deep, because for some people it is, and it, I think it just completely dismisses emotions.
I think it's for individuals, it's as deep as you want it to be.
Yeah.
If and you like, want to say it's not that deep because it's not that deep for you, then it's not that deep. Whereas if it is for you, then you don't have to say that.
Yeah. I just think like, I think it is deep, and it can be deep, and it maybe it depends on what days how deep it is. But if I treat it as if like I'm fine with it, it's the fake it till you make it, isn't it? I think that's yep. what I'm trying to say. It's the fake it till you make it. So if you're fine with it, it's going to make the other person more fine and at ease with it.
Words to live by, girl.
Oh, it's my life motto, that.
Ride the waves, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Moan and move on. We've got a few little sayings.
Do you know what my absolute favourite is? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
I don't ask for either, usually.
It's because you're a bitch. No, I'm joking.
Yes. No, like, I'm very comfortable being a bitch.
You're actually really not a bitch.
No,
Do you think you're a bitch?
I feel like I am an absolute delight when I want to be, but I am an absolute demon when I want to be. I don't see being a bitch as a negative thing. If it's like malicious and you're just being horrible for the sake of it, then no. But sometimes you need to be a bitch.
Yeah, okay. You've convinced me. This is what I mean. You can convince me.
It's because I'm a traitor.
It's because you're a traitor.
Because I'm a bitch and a traitor.
You're a bitchy traitor.
That's it.
I think that's where we stand. We've spoken a little bit about, we've touched on this subject a few times, haven't we, of like when to tell someone, mm-hmm. your situation. But yeah, I do think...
Because also I found, like, personally in my situations, depending on who I'm with, where I'm at, what's going on, sometimes I don't need to address it because actually I'm like, might not be feeling super asexual with that person.
Yeah.
Like the vibes might be vibing and it might be like, actually, no, like I do want to go ahead with this, that or the other. And then it's not
something
that actually needs addressing until it needs addressing.
That is such a good way to think about it. And I don't think we've seen that angle before. Do you know what I mean?
That's just because the angle also, of my dangle, what can I tell you?
Flipping heck. Also, oh, you've really put me off. Also, what has kind of annoyed me actually more recently is like people not fully understanding what it is after I've told them from my point of view, or I've told them certain things and then they're like really not educated about it, or like, but when they're really not educated about it, but they'll still bring it up in like a way that is untrue. So
yeah, and it's not
example,
like they're bringing it up to because they want to become educated about it. It's fine to bring it up if you want to know more, ask away.
Yeah,
open book.
So yeah, no, completely that. So, obviously, like, for some, the whole asexual thing is, like, asexuals can still feel sexual desire. It might just be rare, or it might be in, like, a specific situation, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's literally the whole definition of asexuality, right?
Yep.
You're completely right. Like, with some people, you might want to rip their clothes off and be in that situation. That doesn't make you not asexual if the shoe fits or if that label helps you. But my issue recently has been where I have told like this group of friends, acquaintances, colleagues, whatever you want to call them, how I sort of identify. And one person the other week we went out on like a Saturday and was like dancing and stuff. And then the following week she was like, oh, you weren't very asexual on Saturday night, were you? I was like, what? How does that comment
that
even...
you put on?
And it's not like a certain behaviour either. Like, I can dance and feel like sexy or like flirt, or do you know what I mean? And that doesn't make me not. So that annoyed me.
You could sleep with 50 Second people time... and still be asexual. It's about how you feel about it. Doesn't necessarily... People's feelings don't necessarily reflect their actions. And it also, you know, you might feel like you have to behave in a certain way that doesn't necessarily match how you feel about it, because that's just how you feel like you have to present or behave or certain things you have to do.
Oh, exactly that. People's actions don't necessarily reflect how they feel. That is the sentence.
Listen, I'm smart me when I'm lying down in bed not doing nothing.
When you're relaxed, your brain just flows.
Oh yeah, that's the one. When I'm relaxed, my brain works.
Anyway, same person, right? Same person. She, oh my goodness, there's so many things actually. Another time I slapped someone's bum because they were bending over doing up their shoe or something, and their bum was just there, so I slapped it. It was fine. Oh. It was very bantery. It wasn't in like a horrible way. Do you know what I mean?
In an appropriate way, yeah.
Yeah. They found it funny. It was jokes. Someone comes up and goes, that's not very asexual of you. I thought you were asexual. I'm like, girl. Anyway, third and final one that I'm going to use is I don't even know where she got this, where this comment stemmed from, but she basically said, oh, you don't look asexual or something there. She was like, you don't look asexual. And I was like, what does an asexual look like? And she goes,
you don't look
like
a very nice
point.
Person, but you know,
I'm like,
I haven't said it.
I think she was coming from a place of banter, but that's actually not banter. Like, it pissed me off. I was just like, because the amount of times that's used as a thing against us.
How does somebody
like, it's
look
actually not
asexual?
Funny to say that.
Are we supposed to wear a plaque? Mine's probably still in the post.
Do you know what I mean? Where's my nun's outfit? Like,
yeah.
So.
Oh, mine's at the dry cleaners at the minute.
Oh, I've got to do a dress up on Saturday. One thing I've learned about myself this week is that I don't think I'm a fan of dressing up.
Well, like, sexually or?
Either. No, I've got like a murder mystery party on Saturday and I just can't be bothered. And I have to like dress up as a character. And then I had teaching last night and we had a Halloween night and everyone dressed up and I was like, I just...
Yeah, but do you know why I think that probably is for you?
Because it's my job.
Your job involves being different roles and characters.
I think that is right. I dress up every day.
Whereas me, oh, I love a dress up.
Do you?
Not sexually. Just... I don't see the point.
I probably would prefer to dress up sexually than fancy dress.
Yeah, but it's... you just take it off. What's the point?
True. I mean, I've never done it, so I don't know, but...
I think that's just me just being a bit, like... I'm not really that interested in the act. Why am I going to add more layers of things I have to do? Like, if somebody's convinced me, or, like, if I'm in a situation where I'm comfortable enough to be like, yeah, go on then, let's get it on. I'm not then going to be like, oh, look at my horny devil outfit.
Oh, my God.
That was
what I went on Wednesday.
That's what made me say it, because you sent me a... Oh, you left me multiple voicemails. I'm just going to point out, not voice notes, voicemails, to say that one of your devil horns fell off.
I've kind of gotten that, not
horny,
voice notes.
Of your horny devil outfit.
Halloween, what can I say? What's more scarier than an asexual as a horny devil?
Well, it's come as what you're not, so you know, you really will dress it up out of your comfort zone.
Honestly.
I dress up as stupid
voice
stuff.
Voice
I
mail is fun.
You've really enjoyed it over the last 48 hours. But if I'm dressing up, I dress up as like dumb things. I don't dress up like, it's like Mean Girls when she comes in and everyone's like, why are you dressed so scary? And she's like, it's Halloween. And they're all dressed like sexy.
Mm.
I'd be right there with her.
Me too. I got a haircut at work for continuity. But I think they've gone a bit short.
Lovely. I did say that when you first popped up on the screen. Oh, look at over there. No, it looks
lovely.
Look at
my curls today. Can you see?
Curls are popping off.
The curls, if you're on YouTube, you're welcome. Look at those curls popping. They're pop-a-locking.
They are.
Right. I mean, I think that's a good way to wrap up the episode. Sorry, there's been so much.
I hope we've been helpful.
I hope we have, but also I feel like we've done 10 minutes of, like, asexuality chat and then about half an hour of catching up.
Well, you guys are welcome.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hope you're okay with that. Let's wrap it up there. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
What do you reckon I'm going to say?
No.
Correct. No, I don't.
You never have anything to add.
No, I've used all my brain power.
Got a new jumper. Again, if you're on YouTube, you're welcome.
Luscious. Do you know what really, really upsets me about your jumper?
What?
Is I am now at the age where my birth year and years near my birth year are being used as aesthetics on clothing.
I actually didn't realise that. I'm 2 years older. I'm 1996, that's 1998.
I'm 1993.
Oh, wow.
It really upsets me.
No, I don't like this jumper, do I? Brilliant.
Burn it.
Burn it.
Oh, it's a lovely jumper. Is it from TK Maxx?
It's not. It's actually from Primark. I got it from Primark.
It's fine. I still like a Primark. I just didn't know because you are a TK Maxx advocate.
I'm a massive TK Maxx advocate.
If they want to sponsor the podcast.
This is a Primark special. But I don't think it looks very Primark-y, if I'm honest. I think it looks quite good.
No,
not
yeah.
Primark isn't that good. Actually, their prices are going up.
Today.
This was like 16 quid.
Yeah. Primark prices aren't what they used to be back in 1998. Tell you that.
They're
not. It used to be £4 for a jumper.
Right? Right? Hmm? I shop in the kids section now.
Luscious.
It's so much cheaper, especially Zara Kids. No, yes, Zara Kids. So good.
Do you know what I miss?
Yeah,
Top
I do
Shop.
Like the kids section.
Miss Topshop.
Oh, I wonder what Topshop would be like now.
Yeah, I don't think it would be somewhere that I would actually shop now. My aesthetic tends to be that of like a homeless child.
On that note, we are going to say goodbye.
So look, I clearly did have something to say.
Exactly. Don't beat yourself down. Anyways, we will remember. Everyone have a lovely Halloween. This is coming out on the 31st. So go trick-or-treating, get that candy, get that sweet-ass candy. It's the only candy we'll be getting. That was meant to be an asexual joke, but I don't know if that worked. Have a lovely scary time. We'll be back in your ears in November, which is wild.
Yeah, and then you'll have your Christmas bedding out.
I'll have my Christmas bedding out. I really want to go and get this gingerbread bedding that I've seen, so I might have that on. If you're watching on YouTube, say goodbye to the leaves. Also next month, November month, is my birthday month.
She's getting
so
old.
That's gonna be fun. All right, fuck off. We're leaving it there. Back in your ears. Coming in your ears next week. Goodbye. Love you. Bye.